This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's time now for the Rangers Player Show here on 105.3 The Fan, brought to you by Globe Life. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. And joining us now is a World Series champion, two-time All-MLB first team, including 2023. Single-season record for home runs by a second baseman. I mean, it goes on and on. Dominating this month of June, it's Marcus Semien joining us now on The Fan. How the heck are you?
Pretty good. Just in Baltimore, trying to stay cool out here.
Right on. Is it pretty hot out there, too?
Yeah, it's about 102, a little bit of humidity, so probably be one of the hottest series we have this year.
What do you do? Is this a big liquid IV afternoon, or how do you tackle that?
We all make sure we're hydrated, constantly drinking water and electrolytes, and, just get out there and play the same game we always play and pray that we stay healthy.
You mix in a little pickle juice?
No. See, that's for cramping. That's for after.
Okay.
So we saw that when Rock kind of had some cramps going on, but looks like it helped him out a little bit.
I mean, it's pretty serious, this heat snap, but, you know, being the pro that you are, I imagine this is, something you got whipped pretty good. Do you look at the younger players and have to give them pointers here as we hit the hot part of the summer?
I'd probably say so. I mean, I think all of us came up in the minor leagues playing in some city that was really hot. You know, for me, I came up with the White Sox playing in Kannapolis, North Carolina, Winston-Salem, Birmingham, and Charlotte, all hot weather summers. So then I got traded over to Oakland where it was, you know, people were wearing jackets and hoodies in the middle of July. So I've seen kind of all kinds of weather, and the bottom line is you want to make sure you're hydrated so that your muscles are, you know, in good shape during the game.
Hey, Marcus, has this season really forced you to be super patient? You know, maybe different from other seasons that you've had where you've been kind of up and down the lineup and some good, some bad. But has this been the most patient you've had to be during your career for a season?
A little bit. I mean, I'm definitely a creature of habit, hitting the leadoff spot for a long time. And, you know, once the change was made, it did take a little bit of patience for me to just understand, you know, what was going on. And, you know, I just tried to maintain a good routine and prepare the right way and work my way out of, you know, a slow start. You know, I've had slow starts in the past, and, those are definitely tough times, but I definitely rely on my teammates, my family, and just keeping a steady mindset every single day to get out of it.
Was it different this time around because you're getting, you know, closer to your mid-30s? Was there any thoughts like, wow, maybe I am actually starting to show signs of age here a little bit?
Thoughts for me? No, not at all. You know, I don't think that way. I don't know if other people do, but I feel like I'm in great shape. You know, I lean on our trainer here, Logan Franson, the training staff. You know, they work hard for us, so I use every resource I can within the organization and continue to give everything I have.
It's Marcus Semien here with you on The Fan. Do you think about the Hall of Fame at all? Does that motivate you?
I don't. You know, I just think about winning games, and I definitely think about doing what I need to do to play every single day and help us win every single day. And, you know, the rest of that stuff, you know, it's obviously you have to be one of the top ever to be in that category. So I definitely haven't thought about that, but I just try and keep it simple.
What's the dynamic right now in the clubhouse? I think from the outside looking in, we've always viewed you as one of the leading voices in that room.
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, our offense has not been hitting as well as we have in years past, but we know our pitching is carrying us. So we really continue to let those pitchers know, hey, keep doing what you're doing. You're keeping us afloat. Once we get high, we'll be rolling. That's the mindset in here.
How difficult was it, Marcus, though, you know, for and you being a veteran player and kind of having an idea of what you need to do on a daily basis, how difficult was it with the changing of the hitting coach towards the middle of the season? Did that throw everybody off a little bit, or was it something that it kind of needed to be done?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what needed to be done. I knew we were a struggling group.
Sure.
You know, so leadership in the front office and ownership, they wanted a new voice, and they brought in a guy who played a lot of baseball and watched a lot of baseball, and Booney's a good outlet for us, especially me, a guy who plays the same position he played, and he has hit for some power at that position, and he knows everything that we're feeling on a day-to-day basis, so it's cool to bounce ideas off of him. He works hard just like everybody else, and this is one of the hardest working coaching staffs in baseball, and we just try and rely on every piece of information they can give us so that we can be out there at 7 o'clock ready to go.
And Booney, didn't he have like 37 home runs in that 2001 Mariners season? Did you pass him with your I guess the guy closest to you was Davey Johnson, but you passed Booney on the way there. Huh? Do you mention that ever?
No, I don't mention that to him. I mean, he had a great career. You know, his whole family, they did some really good things in this game. He always teases me that he has more career homers, so every time I hit one, he says, oh, seven more. So, he's funny like that, but he's definitely
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or mensteaclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Great resource for us. I definitely can relate to him as a veteran player, and it's been fun so far.
Can this team, Marcus, get back to where it was 2 years ago?
I think so. I mean, we're going to have to really get it going here, but the only way to really get it going is to focus on today. I think that a big part of our success will be getting myself and Corey going at the same time. We have some young players who are doing some good things, but I think, when Corey and I get going, everybody feeds off that. So that's what we're trying to do here.
How's the family going? How many kiddos are we up to now?
Well, we had our daughter during the ALDS in 2023. So that's four. My wife is pregnant with the fifth. She's due November 15th.
Congratulations, man.
We will be, this offseason will be an exciting time for us. Very busy, but it's all a blessing.
Marcus Simeon here with you on the Fan. We have this commercial running. I don't know if you heard it right before you came on with us, but where you're talking about leading the league in errors as a rookie, I believe, and then winning a gold glove. What do you take more pride in? Is it the home runs, or is it that you made that transition in your career to being one of the best defensive second basemen?
I definitely take pride in just how my defensive game improved. I felt pretty confident in college with the glove, got to the big leagues and, lost a little bit of confidence there. That happens in this game. But, whether it's with the glove or the bat, the process of kind of figuring it out is always a grindy process, but it's fulfilling once you come out on top and you have success in a major league game and then have success for an entire season and, win an award for it or become a world champion. Those things are really, they make you feel good.
So as far as managing a success and doing what you can today, looks like you've had a decent career against Charlie Morton. You're going to tear him up tonight?
So Charlie's always been just a tough matchup because of the movement he has. His velocity at his age is still, you know, up there, touching 97. But we know he loves that curveball, so it's just about, you know, seeing that ball, recognizing the spin, getting it in a good spot, and staying through the baseball. And that's all we can do.
Well, thanks for joining us here on The Fan. Congrats on all your success in the World Series in 2023. That was amazing. And by the way, you are on track for the Hall of Fame, man. So give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
All right. Appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
Salute. There he goes, Marcus Semien, brought to you by Globe Life for over 125 years. Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better.
You not think we but do we not butter him up enough?
Oh, no, that's good. That was good.
We should have kissed his ass a little more. 817 said he's been the hottest hitter on the team, and we haven't been propping him up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he did hit 921 OPS here this month. So, I mean,
didn't give him enough love there. I don't know.
I thought we did. I thought we gave him enough love. I mean, I didn't want to overdo it considering how rough the first 2 months were.
Yeah.
And the thing with players is they never want to talk about how good they're doing.
No. And Marcus is a deflector.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. But that was great. I mean, we've talked with Marcus every year that he's been on the Rangers, and he's consistently the same guy, even keeled. Yeah. That's how he can go 2 months struggling like that and remain the same dude
absolutely.
On the first day of the third month, and then, you know, go from having a bad 2 months to one of the greatest, you know, seasons in second baseman history. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan. We're going to, you know, this is not enough time for this topic, but let me go ahead and wedge in a little bit of Cowboys since we usually do that here.
Okay.
The Cowboys all quarter century team.
Yeah.
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 Where do you want to start? You want to go, I mean, is running back a discussion at all? Is it Zeke?
Well, what we did was on Love of the Star this morning, Zach and I actually talked about this. And they had certain positions where they had maybe four guys, like, oh, four wide receivers. We said no. Break this down to one. Break this down to two. Break. You know, we were not interested in having four guys.
Who was your receiver? T.O.?
No, we went with Lamb, and then we also went with Dez.
Okay,
but we had a discussion about T.O. and Zach, rightfully so, brought up Terry Glenn.
Yeah,
you know. So yeah, there was. It's. I didn't think. I thought it was going to be difficult. But maybe because some of the lack of some playoff success didn't make it, you're now trying to really base it on, well, who are the better regular season type players?
Yeah,
you know, and that. So I was like, oh, what? There are four names? No, let's make two names. Let's,
yeah, you know. I think that's a better way to do it. Just look at the starters.
Sure,
you know
exactly.
Zach brought up a really good point. Because, again, we were talking about the offensive line, and we were having a discussion between Doug Free and then Terrence Steele at this time.
Yeah.
And Zach was trying to think of a way to get Flozell Adams at left tackle and then put
Tyron
at right tackle.
He played right tackle his rookie year.
But I'm looking at it like, Tyron Smith was just so much better a left tackle.
But if you wanted to make the best team, it'd be Flozell and Tyron.
Just for the best five, that's kind of where I was going. Yeah.
I just found it kind of weird. Not weird. I found it like when you're talking about a quarter-century team and you're throwing in their Terrence Steele.
Sure.
You know,
I mean, they haven't had great right tackle play.
And nothing against Terrence Steele, but you're starting to think about Doug Free, Terrence Steele. Yeah. You know,
is that Colombo out there in the late 2000s?
Colombo. I mean, it was pretty glaring. Like, I think the two weakest spots were right tackle, which we're talking about, and then safety.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't have, I mean, it was, do you go Darren Woodson and Roy Williams, I guess? And that was Darren Woodson kind of in the back end of his career.
Yeah.
And then Roy Williams, who was great with Woody. And then as soon as Woody left, he kind of got exposed for his coverage liabilities.
That was a big, big, big problem there because Roy Williams couldn't pick it up.
Do you guys have any quarterback debate at all, or is it just Romo?
I did lean Romo.
We leaned Romo is what we did.
I mean, his ability to make that play with anticipation and sort of let that thing go and like the art of quarterbacking. You know, I think if you could give me healthy Dak Prescott at 23 years old against healthy Tony Romo, I would probably take Dak.
Yeah.
Especially in today's game, But overall, if I had to pick, I'd go with Tony Romo. I think there's been a number of good pass rushers at this point. It's got to be Ware and Micah one way or the other, right?
That's tough. We had the discussion because we were trying to kind of figure out, where with Micah's situation, you know, and do you, is he the right end? Is he a linebacker? Where is
do you play tank and get Mike on the field?
That was another thing that we end up with the linebackers, we're killing our show. I'm sorry about this.
Yeah, you still go listen to Love of the Story. We talked about other things. We had a great mailbag segment as well.
So yeah, but the thing about the linebackers, I went to the point where I went and Dexter Coakley and Dat Wynn were two guys on our Bill Parcells team that were outstanding. We weren't a good offensive team. We were really good on defense. But I turned around and went Lee, Van Der Esch, and then Dat Wynn, and is my three linebackers is what I did. And I went on the premise that you talk about guys that read quick, get downhill in a hurry, and are sure tacklers.
You'd rather have who is the second guy you mentioned? Sean Lee, Leighton Van Der Esch. You'd rather have Leighton Van Der Esch than Rolando McClain. You'd rather have Leighton Van Der Esch than Brooking or James.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I think to me when I honestly not thinking about Brooking at all. Not thinking about Brady James. Brady James was
about Brady.
Brady was in the mix. But if you told me I had those three linebackers, when you talk about the ability to just read, react, finish,
mm-hmm.
those three are hard to and hey, it's been unfortunate. All of them, except that win really wasn't an injured guy.
No, but Lee and Van Der Esch.
But Lee and Van Der Esch were. Sure. But when they play, it's almost like having having Luke Kuechly out there.
Yeah,
those types of players.
Well, that's a good tease, hopefully, for the Love of the Star podcast. Just recorded this morning with Broaddus and Bolchuk. You can get that inside the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.